Gemara was the day of Shmuel, the Chnaim Shedonu Dineihem Din, and we saw we had a kasha on Shmuel from the Mishnah in the third parak in terms of Yosifu Hadayonim, and we explained why if you begin with three, you're not allowed to go down to two in various manners, both a quantitative manner, qualitative manner, etc. I should say both a qualitative matter and a quantitative matter. Okay, that we discussed. Then the Gemara has another kasha on Shmuel. Eisve, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, Hadin Bishlosha, Upshara Bishnayim. So far, so good. In other words, Shmuel speaks about a din Bishnayim, but Shmuel agrees that's based in Chatzuf. The ideal is a din Bishlosha. But then the Braisa continues. V'yofe koach apshara mikoach adin, sheshnayim shedonu, bali dinim yecholin lachzor behem. Ushnayim shasu pshara, ein bali dinim yecholin lachzor behem. So, what we need for our purposes, in terms of the pshara we're going to return to it today, don't worry. But what we need for our purposes is in terms of din, it says shnayim shedonu yecholin lachzor behem. That's not according to Shmuel. According to Shmuel, Shnayim Shadanu Dinehem Din. There's no Yecholin Lachzor Behem. So Lechora, we find Rav Shimon Gamliel Beferush against Shmuel. So Gemara says, V'chi Tema Pligei Rabbanan Alei. Okay, that's a din of Shimon Gamliel. Maybe according to Shmuel, Rabbanan disagree with him. He's a Das Yachid. Amar Rav Avahu Shnayim Shadanu L'divrei Hakol Ein Dinehem Din. That everyone agrees that Shnayim Shadonu Ein Dinehem. There is no Rabbanan. So Gemara says, Gavra Karam is just a minute. Self, we're all aware that Rabbi Avahu, that's his opinion, but we have a Machokas between Rabbi Avahu and Shmuel. So we're going to have a Machokas between Rabbi Avahu and Shmuel in terms of how to learn the Braiser. Rabbi Avahu would learn that Rav Shimon Gamliel is Kulei Alma, and Rabbi Shmuel would learn that Rav Shimon Gamliel was a Das Yachid, and Rabbanan Racholik on him. Okay, so the Gemara at this point moves over to Rabbi Avahu. Gufa Amar Rabbi Avahu. So far, so good. Again, we're going to come back to the world of Pshara. But we have to. I'd like to see the world of Pshara within the Sugi of Pshara. The Gemara then points out, Gufa Amar Rabbi Avahu, Shnayim Shedonu Dinehem Din. Shnayim Shedonu, sorry, Dine Mamanos. I'm sorry, you have to excuse me. I'm on medication and it makes me a little woozy. So if I say things that I shouldn't be saying, just correct me, and if I read things that aren't there, also correct me. Sorry. Gufa, Amarav, I didn't drive today. Gufa, Amarav Yavo, Shnayim Shedonu Dine Mamanos, Ledivrei Hakol, Ein Dinehem Din. Okay, that's Rav Yavo's table. You already saw that back on Daf Beis Amid Beis. Eisevei Rabbi Abel Rabbi Avahu, Don Es Hadin, Zika Es Achayev, Chiev Et Hazakai, Timei Es Hatohar, Tiher Es Hatomei, Masha Asa Asui Umeshalem Mibeso. What is this source that Rabbi Abba is bringing as a kasha and Rabbi Avahu? What is this source? No, but what is this? A Tosefta? Is this a Braisa? What is this?
It's a Gemara.
It's a Gemara. You can't bring a kasha on Rabbi Avahu. It's a Tana. Can't be a kasha and a tana from a Gemara.
Braisa.
It's a braisa. It's a Mishnah. It's not your fault. The Maseres Hashas gives you three makoros. The third one is the Mishnah. It's a Mishnah in Bechoros. We have a Masechta called Bechoros. Rabbi Ben Narshkorn says during the summer sometimes. So in Maseches Bechoros, on Daf Kafches Amadeis, we have a Mishnah. You should have realized it's a Mishnah from Rashi. Rashi says, "Don es hadin b'mumcha lekel ameimar mikatanis b'seifa im haya mumcha lebezdin." Where is the seifa? All of a sudden, Rashi quotes a seifa, right? I mean, it's what Rashi expects you to know all braces, where Tosefta's, wherever they are. Rashi says there's a seifa. It means it's a Mishnah. Okay, so the Mishnah says as follows: Daf Kafkasim at base. You can follow along with your finger in the Gemara. Don es hadin zika es achayev chiyev es hazakai timi es hatohar tir es hatamei masha asa asui v'yishali mi beiso. That's what Rashi is quoting, that Seifa. Once the Seifa says that a Mumche is Pater Milashalem, then the Resha is talking about whom? Not a Mumche, but a Hedya. And we have over here a Hedyot Masha Asa Asui. No, that's Shmuel. That's not Rav Avahu. Rav Avahu says, Kulei Yamei, one agrees, even two who judge, Ein Dinei Emdi. Kavachomer, one who judges. For again, we're dealing on the level of a Hedyot. So if we're dealing on the level of a Hedyot, and Rabbi Avahu says it doesn't get off the ground, we have a Mishnah that says black and white, Masha Asa Asui, Umashalei Mibesa. Now again, this isn't necessarily a raya to Shmuel because we don't know what Shmuel holds in the case of one. Right? Maybe Shmuel also requires dafkut. That was Tosas we saw. Tosas assumed that according to Shmuel, even one. But that's not in Shmuel. So the Gemara doesn't bring this as a raya to Shmuel, but it brings it as a kasha on Rabbi Avahu. And so the Gemara says, Achamai askinan de kiblu alayhu. Kiblu alayhu. Okay, so in this case, Rabbi Avahu is moded because Kiblu Alayhu L'chorah is not a maslul of a court. What is Kiblu Alayhu?
Arbitration.
Yeah, it's an out of court settlement. Kiblu Alayhu, that you go to two people, will go over to Rabbi Yonatan and said, we have a problem. We decided we're going to come to you. We want you to paskin for us. Okay, that's Kiblu Alayhu. But then the Gemara asks, if it's Kiblu Alayhu, Yachya may mishalem mi beso. So they asked Yonatan to judge. He gave his judgment. So why, even if his judgment is black and white against, where it's a sif in Shulchan Aruch, but they asked him, Kiblu Alayhu, it's out of court settlement.
Would you say that we're still in the world of din?
So the Gemara answers, the Amrulei, Dainus Lan Din Torah. They wanted an out of court halachic settlement. They wanted us, they wanted to know what the halacha is, but not a bezdin. They didn't go through the system of Bezdin. The system of Bezdin, you need three hedyotos, according to Rav Avahu. And over here, we're saying, Masha Asa Osi Mashalim Ibeso, we're talking about one hedyot. So we're talking about a case where this is not a form of a Bezdin. This is not a Bezdin. This is not a Dayan. This is out of court, Kiblu Alayhu. But the Kiblu Alayhu came with a Tanai of Dainislan Din Torah. And here, this is not Din Torah. So this person was poshea in that which they requested of him. He could have said, I don't know Din Torah. I can make a pshara for you, but I can't give you a Din Torah. But he didn't say that. He agreed that he would be Dan Din Torah. He wasn't Dan Din Torah. So we gave their various options. He was a poshea. This is a case of garmi. He caused an indirect nezek with his mistaken psak. And that's why he has to pay. Okay. Amalei Rav Safla Rabbi Abba de ta'a b'may. And here you saw that we have two parallel sugyas. Here, we're, in other words, we have the sugya of... here we're dealing with the sugya in the out-of-court settlement, and the Gemara later on, Adaf Gamed Gimel, deals with the same sugya with the in-court settlement. The Ta'a B'mai. Ilema the Ta'a B'Divar Mishnah. Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rabbi Asi. Ta'a B'Divar Mishnah Chozer. Then the whole din is simply one big mistake. It's one big mekach ta'us. Again, whether we're dealing within a court system or whether we're dealing within the skidlu alayu, we're going to say that everything is going to reverse itself. It's all a mekach ta'us. Ela de ta'a b'shikol hadas. Seichi dami b'shikol hadas. Amar papa gon trei tanoi v'trei amoroi de pligei ahadodi lo idmar hilchasa lo kamar v'lo kamar sugin di alma aliba d'chad minayu. So again, Din Torah involves two things. You have to know the Dvar Mishnah, and you have to know the Shikol Hadas. If you knew the Dvar Mishnah, and you were taught the Shikol Hadas, the Din is a Din, but you pay out of your pocket, because this isn't the Din Torah. It's a Din, but it's not a Din Torah. But Masha Enkein, if you were taught the Dvar Mishnah, it's not even a Din. So here the Gemara explains very clearly what is the ta'a b'shikol hada'as, namely that Chazal clearly favored one of those opinions, and that's what we're going to call the din, and you chose the minority opinion. That's your mistake, and therefore you pay me by it. What exactly is ta'a b'dvar mishnah? So let's just look a minute at the Gemara over there on Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. Ta'a b'dvar mishnah. Amar le'ravina le'ravashi. Afilu ta'a b'Rabbi Chiya v'Rav Oshia. What if you got the Mishnayah straight, but you made a mistake in Rabbi Chiya v'Rav Oshia? In a Brais or a Tosefta. Amalei, that's also considered to be ta'a b'Dvar Mishnah. people, in other words, that Talmidei Chacham have to know not only Mishnayos, but also Braisos and Toseftos. Afilu b'derav u'shmuel, what if you didn't know the statement of an Amora? Amalei in. Afilu v'didi u'vididach, again, Ravina and Ravashi, we're talking about the last generation of Amoraim. Amalei otu anan katzle kani ba'agma anan, we're also part of the Masoret. So Toa b'dvar Mishnah means anything that you're going to find in all the volumes of the Gemara. If you forget a Gemara, if you forgot a Gemara, that's Toa b'dvar Mishnah. That's what it says. What about beyond that point? What about post the Gemara? So here I sent you to a Rush. So let's look at the Rush together. Very, very fascinating. Machlokas Rishonim. The Rush in the fourth Perek. In Sifvav. Quotes a Baal Hamor who quotes a Chacham Echad. I don't know who the Chacham Echad is. Does anyone know who the Chacham Echad is? Kosav Baal Hamor Zal Shemati B'Shem Mishum Chacham Godol Michachmi Doreinu Shelefaneinu Deha Idna Leslan Ta'a B'Shikol Hadas. That category of Shikol Hadas no longer exists. Why? Sherekol Ha'alachos Psukos B'Yadeinu Omen Hashas Omen HaGaonim Shela Achar Hashas Hilkach Lo Meshkacha Sa'idna Ta'a B'Shikol Hadas Ela kol ha-toa b'dvar Mishnah heim toim. Namely, what is the assumption of this Chacham? How do we view the Divrei HaGaonim?
Like a Mishnah.
That's the Mishnah. That's Toa b'dvar Mishnah. Anything from the Chachamim of previous generations is considered to be Dvar Mishnah. If we extend Dvar Mishnah from the Mishnah to the Amoraim, we extend from the Amoraim to the Gaonim. And therefore, any Toos nowadays would only be a Toos. I mean, sorry. Therefore, any taus would be a taus bidvar mishnah, because we're assuming that the gaonim dealt with all situations. The ani says the Baal Hamor, ein nira li dvarim halalu, ela kol mi she'ein tauso misbareres min hamishna o min hashas mefurash b'li safek lav toed bidvar mishnahu ela b'shikol hadas. Namely, to say it black and white, Masha Pasqua Gaonim Achar Stimas Hashas Midas Machraas Velo Mehalacha Brura Upsuka Min Hashas. We view all of the Gaonim as a shakla vitaria. It's all a shakla vitaria. And so if there is a direction in the Gaonim, then mandatoi bei, toi b'shikul hadas, lo b'dvar mishnah. But it's not considered to be a toi b'dvar mishnah post chasim asat Talmud. That's the shita of the Baal Hamor. However, the Ravid, he has a third shita. What does the Ravid say? The Ravid Kosav, he made a pshara. Before we get to Sugya Pshara, he made a compromise. A Ravid Kosav al divrei Baal Hamor, that on one hand, emes amar hachacham, she'im ta'a b'piskei hagaonim, shelo shama divreihem, v'ilu shama hayachozer bo, be'emes, ubebiruer zetohe bidvar mishnah. In other words, that from a that if someone forgot that which the Gaonim had taught or never saw it, that's a toa bidvar mishnah. Namely, he agrees on that plane with the Chacham. Vekarov ani lomar shafilu im hayacholik al psak haGaon mitam shenirelo lefi daato. Shelola da'as ha-ga'on, v'shol ke-perusho, gamze to'e b'dvar mishnah. In other words, theoretically, says the Ravid, if you forget the ga'onim, that's to'e b'dvar mishnah. If you disagree with the ga'onim, theoretically, that should be to'e b'shikol hadas. However, ein lanu ata lachok al divrei ga'on miriyas da'atenu, Lefarish inyan b'derech acher, kedei sheyishtana hadin midivrei ha-gaon, im lo b'kusha mefursemet. That to disagree with a gaon, you just can't disagree that I think differently. You have to have really a powerful raya. V'zed davar she'en benimsa. To find a powerful, powerful raya against the Gaon is very, very rare. So the Ravid has a theoretical pshara, distinguishing between forgetting that which was written and disagreeing, but practically he agrees with the Chacham, that practically there's very little room to disagree with the Gaonim. V'ani Omer comes along the Rosh and gives his 2 cents, or more than 2 cents, he gives his svara. Vadai kol mi she'tov b'piskei ha'gaonim shelo shama divreihem, v'shenomar lo psak ha'gaonim yashru be'einav, toeh b'dvar mishnahu. I agree with the Ravid in terms of that if you forget the divrei gaonim, that's toeh b'dvar mishnah. Lo mi boi toeh b'piskei ha'gaonim, el afilu chachamim shebechol dor v'dor sh'omer machaleihem rav katli kanei v'admahim, v'yim psak ha'din shelo k'divreihem, the imposakadin, I'm sorry, shaloki divrem, kishama divrem yashu beina vahoda shita, tovidvar mishnahu vachozer. And this extends beyond the gaonim as well, that anyone who forgot that which he learned is considered to be a tovidvar mishnah. Aval, imlo yashu beina of divrem, umevi rayos lidvar of habukubalim lanche doro, yiftach bedoro, kishmul bedoro. But we can, as opposed to the Ravid who says that lemaisa, we can't disagree with the Gaonim, without a Kushim for Sabbath, we can disagree with the Gaonim, with a Svara Yeshara, with a Raya, we can disagree. Ein lecha shofet asher yiyeh b'yamim ahem v'yochol l'stor divreihem, ki kol hadvorim eina mevorim b'shas, shesider Rav Ashi Ravina, adam yochol l'stor v'livnos, afilu lachlok al divrei ha-Gaonim, etc., etc. Okay, so This is the Rosh, that the Rosh holds that one is allowed to disagree with the Gaonim, that there is only one red line. The one red line is Shas, in other words, Chasimas HaShas, that's the red line. We can't disagree with a Tano or an Amora based on a Svara or a Kushya, but when the moment we move over into the Tekufa of the Gaonim, or for our purposes, the Rishonim, or earlier Achronim, there's certainly room to be cholik. Halacha lemaisa, the world, in other words, theoretically is posek like the Rosh, namely that one can be cholik on earlier poskim, but it very much depends upon the character, the personality of the posek. Namely, the Gra had no problem of being cholik, as we learned in the Shulchan Aruch. He'd be cholik on the Machaber, he'd be cholik on the Ramah, certainly on the Shach, the Taz, he had no problem of being cholik on Rishonim. The Shagas Aryeh had no problem about being cholik on Rishonim. You know, when he brings the deus of how much of Kriyat Shema is Doraisa, so he brings 3 shitos of Rishonim. It's only the first pasuk, only the first parsha. All 3 parshas says, and Vani Omer, and I think that 2 parshas are Doraisa and not the 3rd. Namely that, in other words, that he had no problem of, once we're dealing post-Gemara, we're going with the Rishonim, So he can be cholik, but on the other hand, Rav Moshe, let's say, he won't even be cholik on a Mishnah Brura. In other words, he'll give a svara and say, "This is what I really feel," but the Mishnah Brura paskin. So what can I do? You know, I'm not going to be cholik on the Mishnah Brura. I'm not going to be cholik on the Tuah Shor in the world of Shlita. So in other words, over here we have the Chacham who views the Gaonim as Devar Mishnah. We have the Baal HaMor who says nothing doing, it's all Sugya the Alma. The Ravid makes it Shara. The Rosh points out, if you forgot that which is written, you didn't know it, and that's why you paskin the way you paskin. And had you known it, you never would have paskin that way. That's Devar Mishnah. But if you knew it and you disagree, that's your prerogative to disagree. Again, whether you take advantage of the prerogative, that depends on how much you really feel, I guess, that you know the sugyas. Yes?
According to the Rosh, so if one disagreed with their previous posek, and they passed them the way they did because they thought they had a bunch of raya burus, yes, and they figured out later on, someone pointed out to them, they knocked out all the rayas. So is that called, so that's shiko hadas, we're saying?
That's shiko hadas. Right. That's shiko hadas. So in Achinami, you know, you could be wrong, but that's the difference between what we say that din is not a din, or the din is a din. V'yishalem mibeisa.
Would it also be shikla? Shouldn't it theoretically be shikla das for everybody? Because Toby's bar mishnah is, I know what the mishnah. I didn't know what the mishnah is. I totally forgot, you know, this particular day in the mishnah that we go like. But shikla das should also apply, like the whole often for everybody here. If I know the mishnah and for some reason I'm crazy and I go against the mishnah, so that also should be. No,
that's not Shikol Hadas. That's not Das. That's Das Shotidi. Not every suffix is a suffix. Not every Deya has status of a Deya. You can't say that Rav Shimon Gamliel says Kach V'Kach and I say Kach V'Kach. That's not Shikol Hadas.
No, right. I'm just trying to figure out which
area that you classify in. That's an area of Tavid Var Mishnah. In other words, Tavid Bidvar Mishnah, if you, the Gemara doesn't even mention that. No one would have a havamin that someone be cholik on a mishnah. Okay, so that's the topic of our mishnah is generally that you know person forgot. He forgot that mishnah was not aware of it.
Are there any? It seems like halakha lemaisa. There are no akronim that we follow that just go against you know all the rishitas and the rishonim. Unless I'm
the missing. The Gra did that, and the Talmidei HaGra followed.
Well, you say you're in the Mechaber, but I'm saying...
He went against the Rishonim. Yeah. The Gra had no problem of going against the Rishonim.
Is there an example?
In terms of... I'd say in terms of Chol HaMoed, even if a good number of Rishonim say that we wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed, the Gra says we don't wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed.
Right, but the Mechaber also
passes. So, you mean where the Gra goes against Rishonim and the Mechaber?
Zmanim.
In terms of Zmanim, to a large degree, you know, it's Rabbeinu Tam, you know, where it's, and the Gaonim had a clear... Shita that was taken by the Mechaber in terms of how long is there between Shkia and Seisa Kochavim, Arba Mil, etc. And the Gra disagreed based on the Gemara that he says that's not Pshat in the Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara is that we have 3/4 of a meal. It's a tremendous difference in terms of everything, right? In terms of Shabbos, Bris Mila, a lot of mitzvahs d'oraisa. The Gra has his daya. There are a lot of minhagim. The minhag Yisrael was always. Up to the time of the Gra to bury someone the minhag was the minhag was not to bury someone with a talus, to remove the talus before the burial. The Gra insisted on being buried in a talus. Then the famous story that as they were lowering his casket into the kever, the talus tore. We got caught on a branch and tore. But anyway, there are a lot of things. I mean, that he just went back to the Gemara, and he paskin from the Gemara. So again, 95-98% of the time, that's where Rishonim also paskin. But then you have those situations where Rishonim understood the Gemara in a different manner. Okay, let's continue in the Gemara. So the Gemara then moves over to begins the sugya of Pshara. And points out, Lema Kitanoi. Maybe the machlokes between Shmuel and Rabbi Avahu links in with another machlokes Tanoi. Namely, again, according to Shmuel, clearly we have a machlokes Tanoi. Machlokes between Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel. According to Rabbi Avahu, both Rabbanon and Rav Shimon Gamliel agree. That Shnaim Shadanu Ein Dinehem Din, but maybe there's another Tana that according to Rabbi Avahu, he would agree that he would be cholik on. Lema Ketanoi, Bitzua Bishlosha Divri Rabbi Meir Chachamim Omrim Pshara Biyachid. Okay, Rashi points out over here Bitzua Pshara. Now we have a chokas as to whether Pshara is Begimel or Pshara is the Echad. What probably bothered all of you as you were learning is why in the world should you have two terms for the world of Pshara, Bitzua and Pshara. So I didn't give you the Maamar Makamos, but it's a Machlokes Rishonim the Shita, which is, I think, the one which is least controversial, would be that of the Tosfos Harash. Just read it to you. Find it. Tosfos Harash al Atar. Points out bitzua v'shlosha, bitzua hu lashon pshara, kegon haminiach prusa betoch shlema ubotzeya. That the concept of botzeya applies to someone who is making a motzi, and on Shabbos he makes a motzi on Lechem Mishnah, and on night of the Seder he makes the motzi on the prusa betoch shlema, on the lechem only along with the shalem. Ubotzeya. And then what does he do after he picks up the matzahs? What is botzeya? If we try to translate it to English, botzeya?
He breaks.
He cuts. Right? That's what the individual is making a pshara. Tzarech l'shaber ha'inyan u'lechalko. He has to break up the amount which is being owed into sections. But no saying tzat mishol zeh lezeh. That's the compromise. You claim 100, he claims nothing, and you make a pshara, 50, 75, 25, what you're going to cut. Uman, so why should one Tana call it bitzua and the other Tana call it pshara? Uman de machmir korele bitzua, shetzarech shlosha, ke'ein din, shetzarech ledakteku letzamtem levatzea kefi ha-ra'ui mize, velitein leze kefi ha-inyan. Cutting involves a degree of exactness that there is that one tana, the one that says you need three, says that a pshara has to be something that's very well thought out and very exact. Uman de mekel, and someone who said pshara can be more fluid, correlate pshara, from which language of posher, meaning you have something which is cold, you have something which is hot, something which is posher.
Lukewarm.
Does that lukewarm? You have a lukewarm agreement. This one wants boiling water. This one wants cold water. So we pour them together and we get lukewarm water. But there's no. It's not a sense of exactness. And therefore, man number bitzua v'shlosha, the one who says you need three, well, you need three in order to have a diyun back and forth and to come up with a solution that will be close to that you want a certain level of exactness within your solution. One person will say, it's okay, two-thirds, okay, a third, okay, a half. Again, that you're coming to him for a pshara, so that it's somewhere, everyone knows he's going to make some sort of a compromise, and it's not all that important to what degree the compromise is 50-50 or 40-60 or 60-40, etc. So one of these is called din, is called bitzua, and one of these is called pshar. Okay, that's the easy shita. The more radical shita is that of the Yad Ramah. That the Yad Ramah is going to take this according, we'll see this later on in the Gemara, that bitzua also has a much more radical connotation. Bitzua hainu pshara, va'amai kari le bitzua, lepi sheno tel mamon mizeh v'no sen lazeh, shelo kedin, v'domi legezel, va'am tol hachi kari le bitzua, miloshon orchos kol botzeya betza, that in the first parak of Mishle, it speaks about ganavim, and speaks about these ganavim, they are botzeya betza, that they have a love for taking things that are not theirs. That the concept of betza involves an injustice. That there's a certain basic injustice in the pshara, that someone is really owed a larger amount of money and he is not receiving it. And so Rav Meir says bitzua b'shlosha, Rabbanan korei le'pshara. Mishin the Sfiler of Meir the Aser Livtsoa. This is coming from the Gemara we're going to learn next time in terms of how the Chazal view Pshara Chapei Din. Is this a Lechatchila? What is our set of values in terms of coming to court, or is this a bidyevet? So Rav Meir is of the shita that this is really aser l'btzorah. L'chein kari le'bitzua l'shon gezel. Namely, it's an option that, in other words, but it's an option that Chazal were clearly not in favor of. Rabbanan sfir le'mutar l'btzorah. This is a neutral option, and therefore kari le'pshara. And then he quotes the Tosas Harosh. But over here, he wants to say that these words, Bitsua or Pshara, reflect on the relative positivity or negativity of the process of Pshara. Bitsua is a negative term, and Pshara is a neutral term. Okay, so maybe we have a machlokas. Maybe our question of the number of dayanim that are required for a din, where Shmuel says that two can be a beis din, or two can be a dayan, and Rav Avoh says no, dafka three. Maybe this is connected to the number of individuals that you need who will make up shara. That we see Rav Meir says three, and Chachamim say one. Savrua kulei alma makshinan. Pshara ledin. My lav baha kamithlige. Mar savar din bishlosha, mar savar bishnayim. So what does Rashi say? Makshinam pshara ledin, dechsiv mishpat utstaka, varminam lekaman. We'll see this Gemara mitzvah next time. Dezehu bitsua. That the phrase staka refers to the bitsua, mishpat refers to the din. Alma itkush le mishpat. So we have staka u mishpat, we have over here a hekesh. And so if everyone agrees that we have a hekesh, so we should work backwards. The one who says three, kanera he held din was three. The one who says one, he held that din was one. Before we continue in the Gemara, the Tosas just raises the issue that this pasuk lechora doesn't fit in with the shitos that we're dealing with over here. We're going to see later on that there's a machlokas whether mitzvah lasot botzeya, whether it's reshus to me botzeya, and it's not going to work out l'shitatam, and Tosas basically leaves it all b'tzarach iyun gadol, what hekesh the Gemara over here is working off of. That we have the hekesh over here from a pasuk in Shmuel, later on the Gemara has another pasuk, emes u'mishpat shalom, but over there also it doesn't work out l'shitasam, as we're going to see. And you should be aware, there is another Gemara that we're going to discuss next time, Emir Tzashem, and Lamed Bezam Adbez. Gemara over there has another, in other words, is Dorish of the Pasuk, Tzedek Tirdof, Echad L'din V'Echad L'Pshara. Okay, we're going to come to that. But just be aware that even though Tosas leaves this as an open issue, there are other psukim that one can view as the source of a hekesh. Yes?
Tosas is correct with the question. Is he wants it to be based off of this hekesh. It should be a mitzvah, which he says because of the day of the Yom Kippur,
yes.
Or we're not drawing this to be a mitzvah. I don't know why he has to say it from the Pasuk and Shmuel. Shmuel's just telling us something that Debbie did. Okay, that's one thing. So I don't think that's a mitzvah. But Zechariah is telling you to do something. So Zechariah, when you read the pasuk in Zechariah, he's really talking to us, Bnei Israel.
Yes.
So why would Tosfos assume that if we had a hekesh from Shmuel Beis, that I would assume it to be a mitzvah?
He's working on for the Gemara we're going to see tomorrow. We're going to see next time. Okay, we'll wait. We'll come. What push Tosas we're going to see? You know, I should have told you to look at this Tosas. We'll see it next time, Emir Tzashem. Your question is a good question, but we'll see it next time. I'm just pointing out that, you know, don't be messiahish. In other words, there are other psukim as well. So you don't have to worry about the fact that I'll know what's going to be. But what we can talk about, I think, is the nature of the world of Hekesh. When we say over here, Makshina, yeah, just look, if you'll turn with me for a moment to Daf Lamed Dalet Amid Beis. The second wide line in the Gemara. I assume that all Gemaras have a second wide line. The second wide line of the Gemara, Dine Mamanos Bayom. You have it in, where you have two dots, Dine Mamanos Donim Bayom. How do we know that Dine Mamanos have to be judged during the daytime? So, if you'll go down a little bit to where it says, to about six lines down, second word on the line, the Tanya. Hayah Rav Meir Omer, Ma Talmud Lomar Al Pihem Yihyeh Kol Riv V'Chol Nega. Al Pihem Yihyeh Kol Riv V'Chol Nega. That's a pasuk in Dvarim Perikaf Aleph. V'Chima Inyan Rivim Eitzel Negaim. A Riv is a Din Torah. Nega is the world of Tzaras. Elamakish Rivim L'Negaim. Ma Negaim Bayom D'Chsiv Biyom Har Osbo. Af Rivim Bayom. Etc. etc. And we have over here a hekesh between the world of the Metzora and the world of Bezdin, from which all sorts of dinim are learned back and forth. Does that mean that this Gemara views Tzara'as and Bezdin as having some common denominator conceptually?
No.
Simply that the Torah wants to teach us a halacha by putting these two words one next to the other, that even though these are two totally separate realms, but the fact that the Torah put them v'nega means that we can learn out certain unique halachot. However, there is also a concept of a hekesh, and which means that these two areas really are one conceptually, not just that they just happen to be one next to the other. Namely, the question over here, when the Gemara says Makshinan Pshara Ledin, is the Gemara over here telling us that we simply have a technical Pshara, a technical Hekesh, and that we're going to transfer the number of Dayanim and the number of Mefashrim from one to the other? That if you need three Dayanim, you need three Mefashrim. If you need one Dayan, you need one Mefasher. But doesn't go beyond that? Or is the Gemara telling us, perhaps, that Din and Pshara are really two sides of the same coin? That Pshara is a form of Din. It's a type of Din. And then we would understand a lot of things that are going on in the Sugya, namely, that Rishonim grappled with. Namely, what about other principles of the world of Din? Did they automatically apply to the world of Pshara? Does the world of Rov apply to Pshara? If Pshara is a form of Din, so Acharem Lahatos, the same way that it applies to Din, theoretically should also apply to Pshara. Does the world of Kfiya apply to Pshara? Right? So these are the diyunim within the Rishonim. Just trying to point out that the diyunim and the Rishonim basically come from a question: what is over here the phrase makshinam shara ledin mean? Should it be taken in a more narrow sense, that we have over here simply a formal hekesh in terms of number of dayanim, but doesn't go beyond that? Shara and din are two totally different realms. Or perhaps do we view pshara as a form of din? Right? With that, let's just look back for a moment at the Tosfos Bitzua. Bitzua b'shlosha. Tosfos points out, Af agav de makshe pshara ledin, lav lekol dover makshina. Namely, I think what Tosfos is pointing out is that this is just a formal hekesh, but it doesn't mean that pshara is a type of a din. It doesn't mean that they're in one family.
What do you mean by
formal? Like we saw by nega and by riv. Right? That it doesn't mean that if in the world of Bezdin we go after a rove, we're going to go after a rove in the world of Nega. they're just two totally different worlds. Just we have an intersection at one point. We have an intersection at a point. That's what's called the hekesh. But not that we turn the two into one family. The aval of the makshi parab shara ledim lav lekol davar makshina. The bedin azlinan basar ruba. Shneim omer mizaka yechad omer chayev o ipcha. Ubepshara Tosus assumes lo azlinan basar ruba ad shi askimu shloshtan ledas achas kedamer perak basra davar zara kedeshayim beit rasa afilu trei migo trasa keda amre beit rasa ad amre beit rasa. That we have, we need a unanimous estimate in the world of Shuma. And so who did in the world of Shara, we need a unanimity. You know, you can't have a situation where you're going to have a machlokas, and then the mefashrim, if they have three, are going to say, well, from a rove of two against one, this is what came out. No, that can't be. That the three have to be sequestered until they come to a compromise that they all feel comfortable with. With this, we can now go back to the sugya on the bottom of the Hey Amad Beis and see what are the assumptions that the Rishonim are using in the sugya. If you recall, we had a brisa of Rav Shimon Gamliel, which was which contradicted Shmuel. But Tosfos was bothered by the question Tema, the bottom Tosfos. B'may yofe koach. In what way do we say that Pshara has a yipui koach over din, that shnayim sha'asu pshara ein ba'alei dinim yecholin lachzor behen, while in the world of din, yecholin lachzor behen. Tema b'may yofe koach. Din name dumya de pshara shehaya mida'as shnehem she donu ein ba'alei dinim yecholin lachzor behen kevan de keblu alayhu. Right. Tosfos assumes over here, he's making one huge assumption, that in the world of Pshara, what creates the Bezin of Pshara?
The people themselves.
Kibbul alayhi. Pshara is something that Baladinim ask. That they you know, it's Kibbul alayhi. They go and ask, we want a Pshara. And they accept the Pshara Meirosh. So that's why Shnayim Sha'asu Pshara, you know, where it's in, ain't the Baladinim Yecholim Lachzor Behem, because the Baladinim accepted it Meirosh. It was Kibbul alayhu. In the world of Din, Kibbul alayhu would also work. We saw Rav Avohu holds that Shnayim Shedanu Divrei HaKol Ein Dineihem Din. But Kibbul alayhu, so even one person can be done. That's Kibbul alayhu. That's the Gemara that we saw earlier today. So in what way do we say that Pshara is more powerful than Din? The moment Rav Avohu would agree, even Rav Avohu says that Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dineihem Din, he agrees that in Kibbul alayhu Ein Yecholin Lachzor. So what over here is this brisa telling us that shnayim that yofe koach pshara mikoach hadin shetashnayim shedanu baledim yecholim lachzor behem shnayim shasu pshara ein baledim yecholim lachzor behem. Under the same circumstances, even shnayim shedanu ein baledim yecholim lachzor behem, because the assumption of Tosfos is that pshara only comes about via a kibbul alayhu. That's Tosfos' question. V'nire kago the Ma'iri, we have to set it up according to Tosfos as an ukimta. To understand this brisa is an ukimta. V'onda asu lebeitre va'amri lohu dunu osanu kamoshe regilim la'asos hadin o asu lanu pshara kamoshe regilim la'asosa kahai gavna yofe. Namely, we're dealing with a situation where the baledinim are sort of poseach al shtei hasifim, and they say, we want you to make for us a din or a pshara, the way it's normally done. They don't say black and white how it's done. So in that situation, if the baledinim say we're going to make a din, so then yecholin lachzor behem. If they say we're going to make a pshara, ain yecholin lachzor behem, because they accepted the pshara the way it's usually done. But the din, the way that it's usually done, with two dayanim, is yecholin lachzor behem. I know it's so that, you know, Tosfos has to set this up as an ukimta. However, the Ran has over here two perushim, one of which is Tosfos, so that one we don't have to see. The other one works with different assumptions. The Ran that I sent you to is Dear Master Yofe Koach Pshara, and he relates to a Ran that he spoke of earlier, that it was on the previous page of Mar Makomos. Gufa Amar Shmuel, Shnayim Shedanu Dineihem Din. Tosfos over there begins, Al Korcha Chodesh Shmuel Ma'iri, the lo kibugo lahu. Right? And which Shmuel is halacha to in order to be cholik on Rav Avohu is a case of lo kibugo lahu. Diba kibugo lahu, afilu Rabbi Avohu, moda di dinehem did. Kinemuki ihu gufe, lakamon, the donas had diba kibugo lahu. Where Rabbanan poli bishnayim, habishrosha moda, afagab the lo kibugo, elashakafa hadi. Okay, that's fine. But then he gives another perish over there. V'yesh shepirshu. V'yesh shepirshu. D'la olam ein koach b'yad shnayim lachuf afilu aliba de Shmuel. That Shmuel holds that generally two would never be able to be kofes. So what's then the difference between Shmuel and Rav Avohu? Ushmuel Mayri Vahi the Tzinan Lekama. Shmuel is talking about a case of where two people are going for a din Torah. Ze borer lo echad, ze borer lo echad, ushnayim borer lehen od echad. That one of the ways of setting up the bezin was called zabla. Ze borer lo echad. The plaintiff chooses one dayan, the defendant chooses another dayan. Then those two dayanim choose a third dayan that they feel would be objective, and that's the bezdin. The Kamar Shmuel. Shim elu hashnayim lo beru lahem et hashlishi v'donu shedinehem din. Rabbi Avohu polig v'amar she'ein dinehem din. That in this case of Zabla, that's where Shmuel says shnayim shedonu dinehem din. That if the two dayanim can't get together on a third dayan and decide that the two of them will judge, they were both chosen by the individuals, but they were chosen for din. Not for Pshara. They were chosen for Din and were asked to choose a third Dayan. But they never chose the third Dayan. So according to Rabbi Avahu, Shnayim Shedanu Ein Dinehem Din. There was no Kibul Alayhu on the two. According to Shmuel...
Why is there no Kibul Alayhu on the two? Is there ever left?
No, because the Kibul Alayhu was that they should choose a third. Not that the two of them should judge. There was no Kibul Alayhu on these two per se. But according to Shmuel, once they were asked to be dayanim, then they could be kofeh on a third party. Namely, we can't have a situation where two dayanim, Reuven and Shimon, will summon a plaintiff and a defendant to come before them and be done them. Even Shmuel agrees we can't have that. That was our Tosis assumes that Shmuel says you can have that. That's machokas between Shmuel and Rav Avohu. Can two dayanim summon? The Yesh B'Shapir, she says, everyone agrees that two dayanim can't summon, but if two dayanim were already in a process of setting up a bezdin, they can judge without that third dayan. Within this context, then we have, where did this Yesh B'Shapir come from? It came from this Gemara, namely Tosis' Tema on the bottom. So he points out, Vaday B'mayda Amrin the Ram. Ulafum perusha kama. Namely, he was bothered by the same question of Tosas Tema. where it's in a case where Pshara can't be chozer because of Kibul Alayu, who Adin Din can't be chozer because of Kibul Alayu. Namely, what is the Yafik Koach? So Tosas came up with an Ukimta that these people were sort of just say, do what you normally do. And then what you normally do in Din, you know, that would be, two would be knocked off and two would be accepted in the world of Pshara. However, Lafun Perusha Kama de Parishna, the Mairi below Kiblu Alayhu, Imkain, Bipshara Mairi below Kiblu Alayhu, Afilu Hachi Ein Baledinim Yecholim Lachzorbehem. The Kasha, Hecha Evshashi Koch Biachnaim Ruchufan Lassos Pshara, Bishlam Lafun Perusha Achrina de Parishna, Bishnaim Shedanu. Mairi baze borer lo echad, zeber lo echad, shnehem lo ratzu levor hashlishi, the pshara nami ika lo ukma, kagon shi simu lasot pshara bishlosha, zeber lo echad, zeber lo echad, velo ratzu livror, vahashlishi, velo ratzu livror hashlishi, ube pshara mahani, ube din lo mahani, avala perusha kama kasha. And he says the whole problem is if you learn Shmuel like Tosfos. That Shmuel is talking about a situation of lo kiblu alayu. But if you learn like the Yesh Shapir Shuk, that Shmuel is talking about a world of Zabla, so here, what we're saying is that in the world of Pshara, if two Balei Dinim were to go to two individuals and say, we want a Beis Din of Pshara, I'm choosing you, and my friend is choosing you, and I want the two of you to choose a third. So in the world of Pshara, if those two decide to deal with it without the third, then Einam Yecholim Lachzor Bo. In the world of Din, says this Braisa, Yecholim Lachzor Bo. That's why this Braisa is a kasha on Shmuel. Shmuel says that even in Din. But basically what we have over here is a form of kfiya, a semi-form of kfiya, even within the world of Pshara. That even within the world of Pshara, we can have that once the Balei Dinim created a process, that process can judge them, even if the process never reached its fulfillment, even if it never got to the end. Okay? Where does that come from? Sof isn't Pshara also one of these extra-legal systems? So that's the Makshina Pshara Ladin. In other words, that as opposed to Tosfos, who held both on Daf Vav Amid Aleph and on Daf Heyamid Beis, that the Makshina Pshara Ladin is only in terms of number of Dayanim. But beyond that, it's a totally different world. Pshara is a world of Kibu Alayhu, Din is a world of Kviya. Pshara is a world of unanimity, Din is a world of majority. That, in other words, but there's only simply a connection. There's a formal hekesh, not beyond that. Just in terms of the number of dayanim, the Ran, the Yesh Mi Shapir Shu of the Ran, is assuming that, no, the Pshara and Din have similar forms. Just as Din, we have a process of Zebor Revo Echad, so also in Pshara, we have a Zebor Revo Echad. Just as in Din, we would have a Havamina, that Zebor Revo Echad, a Zebor Revo Echad, that maybe it could stop at that point. Shmuel holds that way, Ravo disagrees. In the world of Pshara, everyone agrees that at that point, Yofekov Pshara Mikoach Adin, that we have that semi-sense of kfiya. Okay, so I'm just pointing out that how to read the Gemara has relevance to not just the question of, you know, it's the Gemara in the narrow sense is dealing with number of Dayanim, but would have relevance beyond that as well. Tosfos Shita clearly is that we're dealing with a formal Hekesh. And in all other areas, these are two different worlds. Masha'en Kain, the Ran, brings the Yesh Mi Shapiresh, which allows for a broader connection. So that was the Gemara's Havamina. Ma'ilav b'hoka mifle y'mar savar din b'shlosha u'mar savar din b'shtayim. Lo, kulei alma din b'shlosha. Ha'cha ma'ika mifle gave mar savar makshinim shar ledin u'mar savar lo makshinim shar ledin. So it's not muchrach that the number of dayanim in Pshara have necessarily, that number is coming from the world of Din. Lema tlosa tano'i b'pshara. Should we say that there are really three shittos in Pshara? Mar Savar, Rav Meir, holds shlosha. Umar, Rav Shimon Gamliel, on Hamad Beis, Savar Shnayim. Umar, the Chachamim hold, B'yachid, Amar Rav Acha, B'rei D'Ravika, V'yitema Rav Yemar, Bar Shelmiya, Manda Amar Trei, Afilu Chad Namei. That really there are only two shitas, as is mashma from this brace over here of Rav Meir and the Chachamim. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, he tosses in two for a totally separate reason, that there should be over here Eidim. Masavatrei, that we'll have over here Eidim. We don't have to bring in later on another person to be an Eid. The Eidim are already present on the fact that this pshara is being accepted. What we need the Edom for, so we're going to see in a minute that there's going to be a kinyan. But just before we get to the kinyan, there is a Rambam that I'm sorry that this year is not the way I know it this year, but that's a Gornish. There is a Rambam I didn't send you to, but I'd like to learn it with you together, Birishutchem. The Rambam is in Perek Kaf Beis, Halacha Vav.
From Sanhedrin?
In Sanhedrin, yeah. The Rambam says as follows. Yafe koach pshara mikoach din. Shishnei had yota shedonu ein dinehem din. V'yesh lebalei din lachzor behem. V'yim asu pshara v'kanu miyadam, which we're going to see in a few minutes, ein yacholin lachzor behem. Namely, the Rambam quotes this braisa of Rav Shimon Gamliel literally. So you don't have to look at the Rambam because you look at the braisa. This is what he quotes. Yafe koach pshara mikoach din. The Rambam Paskin is like Rav Avohu, and this Brais of Pashtus is like Rav Avohu. The only way that Shmuel gets out of it is by saying the Rabbanan disagree with it. Right? This is Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rabbanan disagree. But the Rambam Paskin is like Rabbi Avohu, that Shnei had Yotir Shadon or Ein Dineim Din, and therefore Yesh Lebalei Din Lachzor Behem, V'yimasu Pshara, Ein Yecholim Lachzor Behem. So the Kesef Mishnah over here was saying, just a minute, the Rambam over here is speaking about two who make a pshara, im asu pshara, shnayim, right? Shnei hadyotos, right? That shita was rejected by the Gemara. The Gemara asks, maybe we have three shitos, how many make a pshara? Three, two, or one? The Gemara says, no. It's only two shitos, three and one. Two is simply to have edim, so it'll be a technical issue. So the Kesef Mishnah understands the Rambam understood that over here the Gemara, when the Gemara said, Lema Tlasa Tanoi, the Gemara wants to say, do we have to say that we have three? No, we don't have to say that we have three. But the Rambam felt that really there were three shitas, and he passed them like that middle shita. Miu Ikula Meida, says the Kesef Mishnah. Hoda Tanya Tuhata, Bitsuva Bishlosh Livrev Mecha Ma'omrim Shara Biyachid. Amrina Lema Tlasa Tanoi Bipshara. Marsav Ashlosha, Marsav Ashnei, Marsav Erechot, Amar Vacha Brei Dravika, Madam Artrei, Afilu Chad Name, Hadam Artrei, Ki Hechi de Lahavi Alei Sahade. The Kevan de Gemar, Masit Roshim Gamliel, Name Pshar Biyachit Svirulei, Lama Pasak Haramban de Pshar Bishnayim. Why did the Rambam quote the language of this Braisa the way it's written, if really there's no need for two? Two is only simply that I don't have to bring in someone later on. I already have my Edim present. V'yei Shlomar, the Sava Rabbeinu, says the Kesef Mishnah, d'lo itmar hachi ela lemitchi, d'lo neima tlasa tanai b'pshara. In other words, the Rav Acha Brei Dravika wasn't saying you have to say there are only two shitos. He says you can say there are only two shitos. Avo pashta d'milser shim gamliel pshara b'shnayim dafkehi. That which we saw in the Havamin of the Gemara, maybe there are three shitos in Achinami. That's the reality. V'lo b'yachid. The Rif quoted the Braisa without any ha'ara. This is for Sahadeh. Namely, that both the Rif and the Rambam understand that Rav Shimon Gamliel has a Shita, that Pshara is with two. And they pass them like that Shita. And on that, Ketzmisha says, Eladakati ikla medak amai pasak Rav Shimon Gamliel, da'amar bishnayim, kechachamim da'amri biyachid ha'alila mifsak, v'tzarachiyim. Why in the world did the Rambam paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel? Okay, let's assume that the Rambam and the Rif learned the Gemara that Rav Shimon Gamliel really held that way. Really, there are three shitas: one, two, and three. Right? That Rav Meir holds three, Shimon Gamliel holds two, and Chachamim hold one. Why did the Rambam paskin two and not one? What over here is the hesber? Why would anyone hold Shara Bishnayim? To hold Shara Biyachid, we understand Shara Bigimel, Makshinan Shara Ladin. Even, in other words, where does two come from? Two is nishtahin and nishtaher. So, in the first time I'm quoting from the volume that was published by the Rav on Sanhedrin, he wants to explain the Rambam based on a Yerushalmi that Tosus quotes. Tosos, the Ramasil Tiski betray Velikni Minei, that's a short Tosos over there, Afa Gav de Meforesh be Yerushalmi, Taima de Rav Meir, Mishum de Pshara Nami Tzricha Hechreya Hadas. Mikomakom, Mithu Rav Meir, Mashma de Trey Nami Shasu Pshara, Kamoshi Regil and Shosha Lasos, That the Yerushalmi speaks about Shara as requiring Hechreya Hadas. And over here, the Rav understood, what does it mean, Hechreya Hadas? What does this phrase mean? We know there's a concept of Hechreya Hadin. Let's say that we have three Dayanim. One Dayan says Zakai, one Dayan says Chayav, and the third Dayan has to be Machriya, the Din. Right? He has to say which Din. There are two Dinim, there are two possibilities, Zakai or Chayav. What is Hechreya Hadas? So the Rav says that the whole nature of Pshara is one of Das, is one of Hechreya Hadas, is one of Masa Umatan, is one of a negotiation between the parties over how much of the Chiyuv should actually be juridically placed on the head of the Baal Din. That within the world of a Bezdin doesn't deal with Hechreya Hadas. Bezdin deals with Din. There are Kolim in the Torah, Hamotzmecha Ve'lov Haraya, called Dolim Gvar, Yachloku, all sorts of Kolim, and that we have to be Mora, we have to choose which of these Kolim applies to this particular situation. So that is Shayach by three Dayanim, that is Shayach by one Dayan. However, Hechreya Hadas, one person can't do. One person can't negotiate with himself. That requires two. And so, therefore, we have a shita that Pshara requires two because of this concept of Hechreya Hadas. The concept of three, of having a Bezdin Shakul, so there the Rav said that's only when you have to come to a Hechreya Hadin. Right? Then you need a Bezdin Nota. You have one Dayan who says we're going to use the Din of Hamotzi Mechavel Haraya. The other Dayan says we're going to use the Din of Yachloku. So the third Dayan has to choose which of these two Dinim is going to apply in this situation. That's one reason why three would not be relevant. The second reason is that why do we need three to create a majority? But according to Tosfos, there is no majority in Pshara. Pshara requires unanimity. So why have three? To get the unanimity, you get the unanimity even in two. So you'll ask, Ivan, one, you get unanimity? You get unanimity, but you don't have a negotiation. So to have a masa umatan on one hand, and unanimity knocks out one, we get to two, and we can stick on the level of two. In the footnote, in the Sefer of the Rav Shechter offered, since he's here, we'll say, Dovar Bishmo, that Rav Shechter offered a third point. He said that in the world of Din, when you have one who says Zakai and one who says Chayav, the role of the third party is to choose between those two Din. But if we, in the world of Pshara, one says he should pay 60% and one says he should pay 40%, the third person can say he should pay 20% or he should pay 80%. Namely, you're not gaining anything by having a third party. When you have two people, then by having a third one, we're going to create a Din. Right? He's going to choose one of those two. But here, the third one is not going to add anything, is not going to solve anything. In other words, he's not going to necessarily make matters smoother by bringing in a daya. Even if, again, Tosa says that there's no din of rov in the world of Pshara. Even if there had been a din of rov in the world of Pshara, who says that the third one is going to create a rove? Who says the third one is going to create a majority? Maybe the third one is going to give a third opinion. Three Jews, three opinions. Right? Even two Jews, three opinions. But three Jews, certainly three opinions. And so, therefore, over here, these approaches would explain the shita of Rav Shimon Gamliel. Namely, so we have two, just to summarize, we have two ways of understanding Shimon Gamliel. Either Rav Shimon Gamliel is not a shita at all. He's simply a matter of convenience. In order to have Adim, rather than having one, we're going to have two. He really holds one is enough, but to have Adim, we're going to have two. Or, what appears from the Rif and the Rambam, and this is the Diyuk of the Kesef Mishnah, is Rav Shimon Gamliel is a Shita. We need two. But to understand the Shita, where does two come from? Three we saw. One we saw. Tzedek Tishva Tamisefa. Where does two come from? So, within Shmuel, we said that maybe two is where it's a watered down three and a souped up one, right? That it's a bezdin chatzuf, but it fits into the world of one and three. But in the world of pshara, where does two come from? We're not necessarily working off of ones and threes. So the Rav suggests that it comes off of this phrase in the Yerushalmi dealing with hechreya hadas. In the world of din, we have hechreya hadin. That's based in nota. Here we have hechreya hadas. Hechreya hadas means we need negotiation. Negotiation means we have to go beyond one, but there's no reason to get to three. Negotiation, the masu matan, can be within two. And there's no din of bezdin nota, again, according to Tosos, because it's not going to help us. We don't go after Rov. And according to Rav Schechter, because who says that he's going to offer to solve our issue? Maybe he's going to offer a third opinion. Those are the options that we have. Just to complete the Gemara for today, Amar Rav Ashi Shma Mina Pshara Eina Tzricha Kinyan. How did Rav Ashi see that? The Isaka Daitach Tzricha Kinyan Lamanda Amar Tzricha Trasa Lamali Tiski Betray Velikni Mine. If we said that the reason of having two is to have Edim for a Kinyan, so if we hold three Lachora Pshara, does not require a Kinyan. Why would Pshara not require a Kinyan? What does Rashi say? Tiski betray v'likni minei, dekeven dekono minei lama li bezdin, lo tehe ela matana ba'alma, umida'ato v'himis kayemes, ela lahachi binan tlasa, liyapos koach bezdin, da'afagav delo kono minei lo nahadre. Namely, that there are two ways of forcing them to pay. One is making a kinyan in front of two edim, there is a hiskaivus. The other is having a bezdin. The moment that a bezdin is present, then the psak of a bezdin is a maisa bezdin. They have to listen to the bezdin. That's where the kfiya comes in. Without a kinyan, simply that we have over here a maisa bezdin. Namely, whether we have one dayan or whether we have two dayanim, that's the question. The nature of pshara. If we have two dayanim, pshara is a separate maslul. The separate track that requires a kinyan. If we have three to make the pshara, then it's parallel to the world of din, where you have a ma'isa bezdin, and the ma'isa bezdin creates the hiskayus. That's what the Gemara has in the Havim. Then the maskana of the Gemara, hilchasa pshara tzricha kinyan, and then tana rabbana kishem sha'adin bishlosha kach bitzua bishlosha. In other words, that on one hand, we say we need a kinyan, and b'chol zot, we need a bezdin. What is going on over here? Right? Pshara tzricha kinyan, Rashi points out, afilu na'aseis b'shlosha. Tosvos hilchasa pshara tzricha kinyan, hodelo sagi betray, mishum tahavi kemo kinyan betolus delo bekiye b'pshara shapir. Okay, that we have over here is somewhat of a lack of total gemiris das. That people, even a kinyan, if a kinyan is made in a setting where it's unclear that they really understand the nature of the ischayavus, then such a kinyan is not going to hold water. This will sort of help us segue into what I want to talk about Bli Neder next time. The Mar Makomos will give that a little later, but I'd like you to learn the Gemara. It's very easy Gemara. Like sort of, I got it, the type of Gemara, down to the wide lines, up to where it says what? Up to where it says it's unclear whether it's Rish Lakish or Yehuda ben Lakish. Up to the parentheses, up to Iyata Yachol and Notcho. Okay? Up to the Dalit of the Ein Mishpa, but not including. Of course, with Rashi, the Tosas here also, I think very, very, very easy. But to think to yourselves as to what are these deos of whether Osir Liftsoa, whether Mutar Liftsoa, whether Pshara is a mitzvah, what does it mean in terms of the nature of Pshara, and to reflect on what we spoke about today, and then we'll get to this Tosas also that Yonatan pointed out with the Psukim. And then we're going to move over into the bottom Tosos on Daf Vav Amud Aleph, Tzricha Kinyan. That what is this issue of the Kinyan, of the Asmachta, Mechila? Does Mechila require a Kinyan? Does it not require a Kinyan? And Tosos brings Rayot. So look up the Rayot. Look up the Gemara Bava Metzia, the Gemara in Ksuvos, Gemara Bava Kama. Look up those Gemaras that you'll understand what Tosos is referring to.
We should do that last time around?
We'll go through first the Gemara, and then we'll come back to this Tosfos. Okay? I just would like to be able to see what's on the table. So I'll give you the Marmakomos during the morning. Okay, and I apologize for not having a page for you, and or if I said anything that was that I didn't want to say. I don't know if I did.